With October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, my first guest brings much-needed attention to what abused women are facing in family court as they seek to escape from their abuser. Instead, they're the ones being accused of crimes and also being prevented from custody of their children, which, of course, leaves the kids in the hands of the abuser in most cases. The reality she and her co-author reveal replaces, I think, many myths even abused women have about the family court system, and will hopefully provoke change for the better sooner rather than later. The book is Framed, Women in the Family Court Underworld, co-authored by Amy Polacco and my guest, Dr. Christine Cocciola. How are you today, Doctor?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on, Chris.
Got a couple of websites, and we do have them on our homepage as well to find out more about Framed, the book, narcfreepress.com, and learn more about Dr. Cocciola's work, Coercive Control Consulting. Now, what you write about is, again, I think busting a myth that, okay, a court is going to be my safety. It's going to be my refuge. It's going to be where things will be made right. But the family court system doesn't operate as a criminal court system does always, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, we don't have trial. I mean, we don't have, jury by trial. And sadly, there's just a hierarchical belief system that when mothers come to court with accusations of abuse, that they are lying and they are often disbelieved. It's really rather heartbreaking.
And yet the abuser can come in with a story. And how do you apply some sort of basis of understanding of how a judge overseeing a family court issue can put any kind of merit into what an abuser is saying to someone who is already facing charges?
You know, I really think it comes down, you probably know a little bit of my background, but I actually researched coercive control for my doctoral work, but I've been doing this work since the age of 19. And the reality is abusers do have a type, but we really don't often look at the type. And, you know, they can show up as charlatans in the family court system and anywhere. Frankly, John Grisham just published a book called Framed, and it's stories, the atrocious stories of people living in the criminal justice system who have been wrongfully accused. This happens over and over again, but the problem is in family court, it's happening to our most vulnerable. It's happening to women and children. And, you know, we really need to recognize that abusers have intent. Abusers have intent, and this is what they do. And they purposefully harm. And because they want revenge, because they feel like they have lost control when a victim attempts to escape.
Is it narcissism or is it just plain anger?
Yeah, so I would say that it's so Dr. Romani and I are colleagues and friends, and she and I agree that coercive control is a really harmful experience of narcissistic abuse is what we call it. So it's not just narcissism. It's a pathology of abuse that really intensifies. And when people reach this kind of harmful behavior, they often are looking for revenge. There's actually a recent research study that came out that talks about the dark tetrad, and it's truly like people who are narcissistic, but also Machiavellianism, also psychopathy, where they're willing to break the law, and then sadism, where they actually enjoy the game of hurting others, and it becomes for them a game, and the family court becomes the stage. It becomes their playground to interact in this game.
Your book, Framed, Women in the Family Court Underworld, features stories from 22 women who, a standing ovation for them from coming forward, because just as if, just like with veterans who go through battles on the battlefield in war, talking about their experiences can be very challenging, and more voices are certainly needed, and you're writing 22 very valuable ones, and not just from the U.S. This is an issue in the U.K., Canada, and Australia. Talk about give an example of what is happening and what's a woman, through the stories that you present and framed, what are they being subjected to?
Sure. So I think it's first of all, right, this is a worldwide problem. We need to really talk about the fact that 35% of women suffer violence in their lifetime in the world. And that if that's the violence that they're experiencing, what of all the people who are experiencing other abuses that are not necessarily something that we can visibly see, right? And so there's a lot of people and a lot of women suffering violence. And in these family systems, children are growing up with a predator in their own home. And so really understanding that abusers show up in a way, and our stories detail this, Like, they don't show up with a sign saying, I'm an abuser. Nobody goes into a relationship thinking they're going to be with an abuser. They actually go into the relationship thinking that it's a good relationship, that it's a loving relationship. And abusers are really good at hiding the worst parts of their personality traits. And so when a victim is in that relationship, abusers do a lot of things, including love bombing, which is now considered part of the UK's coercive control legislation, where they engage the victim into believing that they're this good human being and that they care. And then from there, they're going to continue to try to maintain control. And they do that in ways that are like intimidation and isolation and certainly gaslighting and manipulation. And then from there, once the victim attempts to escape, and this is what all our stories show, they show the beginning, they show that middle of maintaining control, and then when the victim attempts to escape, there is an attempt by the abuser to retain or regain control. And they do that, sadly, by using the court system, financial abuse, and weaponizing the children. This is the pattern of behavior. For any of your listeners who are thinking, this can't be true, this doesn't really happen in the world, the reality is that this is happening all too often, and we simply are not talking about it. And it's creating an intergenerational trauma. Abuse is very common. We just don't talk about it a lot.
Dr. Christine Cocciola, who, along with Amy Polacco, is the co-author of the book Framed Women in the Family Court Underworld, narcfreepress.com. Learn more about Dr. Cocciola's work, coercivecontrolconsulting.com. We have those two links to our homepage as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How much of this falls upon the judge in these cases, whether these are continued in family court or through the abuser's allegations that winds up in criminal court? Are judges just not well in touch enough with the issue of domestic violence? They're used to seeing the concrete of laws in a law book. We're talking about some emotional abstract here now, too. Is that what's throwing them off the game and opening the door for these abusers to do the moves that they're doing?
Sure. So I say domestic abuse is honestly the shadow pandemic, but these lawyers, when they go to school, they don't have to take a course in domestic abuse. Then they end up in family court working these cases and maybe become a judge. And so what we have is a lot of judges who don't really understand, again, the pathology of abusers, their intent to coerce and control others. We also have judges who might actually not care, frankly. That's what we keep seeing. It's like judges who truly believe in the hierarchy of the world. In other words, they are in a position of power. They get to dictate, and they think mothers lie. And this is hugely problematic. We actually have a research study that affirms that mothers are disbelieved at a rate of 55% when they bring forward domestic abuse in their relationship. If they bring forward physical abuse, they're disbelieved 73% of the time, and that's physical abuse of the children. And if they bring forward sexual abuse of the children, they're disbelieved 85% of the time. The system itself is not equipped and, or shall I say, adept at really determining what an abuser looks like and how they behave. And then I think the third thing is that they just want these cases over with, and they're not really willing to take the time to acknowledge what's going on, but they also may fear, like, for lack of a better word, like when you go up against an abuser, there is going to be a fallout. And that's what's happening with the victim. There's always a fallout. So the expectation that the institutions would actually support victims and survivors is an expectation that's not being fulfilled at all.
The challenge, I guess, that lays before us is, and certainly the 22 voices that your book Framed brings forward, I think will be a great educational tool and an empowerment for other women who read that story. Because I've always said that someone in the darkness of abuse can't see that first step. It looks like a step over the canyon. But when they see that others have taken that step, and they can too, I think that's one of the ways your book can make a difference. But the other side of this lands with the courts. And for anything to change in the courts, family court, criminal court, that rests with either local or state legislatures, to a lesser degree, strangely enough, with the federal legislatures. But it's really local and state legislatures that have to step forward. What's the missing piece that needs to be put to make that picture complete?
Yeah, so we have coercive control legislation here in the United States in 7 states. And actually, New Jersey just passed theirs. And what it means is we've codified coercive control as a form of domestic abuse. But what that really means is that 43 states in our country, unless a victim has physical evidence of abuse, they're not considered a victim. And so you can imagine that's hugely problematic, right? And then in addition to that, we don't criminalize it. So it's again, it remains a family matter instead of a criminal matter, which is the problem is this criminal court and the family court are not really communicating about who these predators are at a high rate. And even if an abuser has been physically violent, either to the adult victim or to the children, there is still this intent that children should have a relationship with both parents. And if a protective parent, a protective mother says, I'm worried about the safety of my children, then in fact, oftentimes she is actually seen as the wrongful person and custody is taken away from her. And, you know, for your listeners, if they think this is not like a real prevalent problem, I'm telling you, it is an epidemic. It is happening over and over again. It is like the dark underworld. That's what we call it, the dark underworld of family court, because it truly is. And abusers have a playbook, and they have a way to prey upon their victims. And literally the devastation they leave in their path is just immeasurable. The intergenerational trauma that is totally preventable. It's something that we really hope this book creates a movement. Like, we have a movement going, but we really want to propel it. We want this to be a story that everybody is familiar with, that not one person says, that's not true, that doesn't happen. We truly need to believe victims and to believe children when they fear being with an abuser.
I have to make mention as we close the segment here that the 22 voices that are featured in the book Framed, the women in the family court underworld, those aren't the only 22 voices experiencing what Dr. Cocciolo and her co-author Amy Polacco have presented. It is, as the doctor says, an epidemic that needs a light shined on it for the reality to come forward and be seen. This book, Framed, is an empowerment for you if you are part of that darkness, who you feel trapped in, but you do have a path and escape, even though the odds seem to be stacked against you. And if there is somebody in your life who you think would do well by gaining this empowerment, please get a copy of Framed for them and be that person in the life to help them take that first step out of the darkness. Learn more at narcfreepress.com. Learn more about Dr. Cocciola's work at coercivecontrolconsulting.com. Again, the book, and we have it on our homepage as well, Framed, Women in the Family Court Underworld. Dr., for a part of our society that is being held down and the attempt is to keep them in the darkness and under a kidnapping limitation and restriction, I think your book holds a key to an escape for them and a wake-up call for those who are hopefully going to be wiser decision makers regarding this issue. Thank you. Thank you for the work that you and your co-author are doing and bringing this issue forward. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. We both do. We are really hopeful that Framed can be the expose that we need to have.